This is Unit 62.
Peevish. P-E-E-V-I-S-H. Ill-tempered, irritable, cross.
What a peevish mood you're in. Are you having a bad day?
Since he was normally so peevish, I was surprised at his affable greeting this morning.
Peevish. P-E-E-V-I-S-H. Ill-tempered, irritable, cross.
Prodigy. P-R-O-D-I-G-Y. Person, especially a child, who is remarkably gifted.
Jones, you're a prodigy. You topped all of our sales records during your first year.
Mozart was a child prodigy.
Prodigy. P-R-O-D-I-G-Y. Person, especially a child, who is remarkably gifted.
Salubrious. S-A-L-U-B-R-I-O-U-S. Good for your health. Wholesome.
I hope the climate in Arizona proves salubrious for your asthmatic father.
The salubrious effects of daily exercise are quickly felt.
Salubrious. S-A-L-U-B-R-I-O-U-S. Good for your health. Wholesome.
Tenet. T-E-N-E-T. A belief, a principle.
The primary tenet of our company is that the customer must come first.
The tenets of a free market economy are essential to the American way of life.
Tenet. T-E-N-E-T. A belief, a principle.
Antithetic. A-N-T-I. T-H-E-T-I-C. Totally opposite, completely opposed.
Being a gourmand is antithetic to an abstemious lifestyle.
Your bad behavior is antithetic to all propriety.
Antithetic. A-N-T-I-T-H-E-T-I-C. Totally opposite, completely opposed.
Now, let's review the five words you have just learned.
Peevish. Ill-tempered, irritable, cross. Peevish.
Prodigy. Person, especially a child, who is remarkably gifted. Prodigy.
Salubrious. Good for your health. Wholesome. Salubrious.
Tenet. A belief, a principle, tenet.
Antithetic. Totally opposite, completely opposed. Antithetic.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words. There are achievements so great that ordinary praise won't do. If you want to compliment someone for achieving something truly extraordinary, try using prodigious. As in, Jones, your sales output this year wasn't just great, it was prodigious.
Prodigious is from the Latin prodigious, meaning so unusual as to be or seem miraculous. A common mistake is to think that prodigious means simply large, because it is often, and properly, used to refer to size, as in a prodigious elephant.
Or a prodigious volume of 3,000 pages. But prodigious really denotes any highly extraordinary feature, whether in regard to size, quality, uniqueness, you name it. Prodigious is, of course, related to a word you've just learned, prodigy.
A prodigium, in Latin, meant an occurrence so prodigious, that is, so marvelous or miraculous, that it was taken to be a prophetic sign, an omen of some divine intervention in human affairs. The ancients believed that unusual natural phenomena, like solar eclipses or the birth of triplets, signified the pleasure or displeasure of the gods, and that portentous events would soon follow such occurrences. Such an occurrence they would call a prodigium, a prodigy.
Later, prodigy came to be applied to extraordinary people like Mozart, who could compose music in early childhood. Even after people forgot all the superstition about the prophetic nature of such prodigies, the word remained to signify truly extraordinary, almost miraculous examples of talent, beauty, size, or accomplishment.
I think learning 310 words to this point is a prodigious achievement, don't you?
Agreed.